The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Yes, America, all 1,800 of you. Vote you can and see if you want Tom and Terry and Big Fatty can he can be the politician for this or whatever. He can, you know, because what Big Fatty says happens. Steve in the UK, okay, wanted a webcam for his new apartment so people could see the view of the city. Well, he did it on his own. No one was really doing it. Big Fatty did it, and I guess he got enough money to buy like three cameras.
He's
when
the
Big
boss.
Fatty speaks, it happens.
He's the.
That's what happens.
Pooba.
Big Fatty is.
When Big Fatty opens his mouth, shit happens.
Right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
When Big Fatty speaks, it happens.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 950 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 21st of September, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show, y'all. It is the third and final part of the Pride 48 Big Show from Las Vegas. Yes, Big Buddy, that's just lovely. Hello, what? Hello, what do you? What does
go,
it say?
Go.
Hello, I can't read that.
I was just saying, would you like the podcaster formerly known as Archer on Skype?
Sure, that'd be great.
But you have to tell him to download and install Skype because he's like, oh, I'm not on Skype anymore.
Oh, get over yourself and get on there. So anyway, y'all, Guru Nudy, come back up here because we're going to continue asking questions. It's going to be Axe Big Fatty. By the way, y'all, if you didn't know this, this is kind of disjointed because these fucking things are getting redone. You're going to hear these again next week, okay? So if people didn't get a chance to listen to the BFO during Pride 48, they get to listen to it this coming week. It'll probably be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday! Right, because, y'all, I'm over it. Y'all, speaking of Friday, y'all, the horror group tonight. The horror group tonight, let's see, what time is it there now? They had to be there at 10 o'clock, so about 10, 11 o'clock in about an hour or so, they're going to be presenting the checks to the Ryan White HIV AIDS group for $5,000, y'all. And, I got to say, Miss Porter, who I've spoken of many times, Miss Porter did a drag show called the Sweet Charity drag event, the Sweet Charity pageant. And y'all, he raised $1,000 for that. We did the Tiara Hara, which we raised about $1,250 for that. We had...
Hi.
How much have you raised for Pride 48?
I don't know.
Okay, shut up.
We had... We are giving $1,500 to sponsor a foot race that they're doing in November. It's one of their platinum sponsors. And we're going to give another $1,250 that we raised at our big horror weekend back in... I'm sorry, Moose. Are you having gas problems or something like that? Moose is about to blow, y'all. Look out. Okay. What are you doing? Seriously, what's wrong? You did the buffet. Okay. So you know how I felt. Okay. If you need to belch, just step up to the microphone, and then you can tell us what you had on the buffet. Okay? Y'all, I got to say, I have never met Moose P, but he was the number one fan in 2010. And y'all, he is the sweetest man, and he does so much for so many. And I know the old gal. If the old gal would get on the Skype.
Did you ever meet Moose S? He was the predecessor.
No, I did not.
Right.
Actually, Moose R would have been.
No, S. But go ahead. It's okay.
P.
It's an alphabet.
Moose O would have been the predecessor.
No, O would have been the successor.
No.
Your predecessor would be before Moose P, Q-R-S.
O comes before P, Brewer.
No, it doesn't. Go away.
Moose Q would have come afterwards. Anyway, poor thing. He Where did you get your education? Plant City, Florida.
Plant City, Florida.
All right. Anyway, speaking of places near Plant City, Florida, y'all, it's Guru Nudie, the winner of the. By the way, Daniel, I don't know, you weren't here, but the Faye driver passed up the steakhouse.
Is Guru Nudie the winner of the tender steakhouse?
Guru Nudie was not nearly as dumb as the Faye driver. So you can start licking his balls so you can go with him. Okay.
Now, when I drop off the buffet tickets for Ange or for the Faye driver, do I have to go into the dark room that's open?
Yes, you do. Okay. And by the way, Adam is already getting jiggy with who are you? Guru Nudie. So he can go with him to the
The steakhouse. To the steakhouse. Right. Okay, good. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Hi, Larry. Okay, great. Anyway, back to Guru Nudie, who lives near Plant City, Florida. By the way, have you ever had a strawberry cobbler?
Well, first things first.
No, step up to the microphone so we can fucking hear you. Yeah. Bring up four, Brewer. Yeah, a little more bass on that.
Four.
What does it say on it? Four. It's four.
One, two, three.
Can you give him a little more bass?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's Guru Nudie. From Tampa.
Right.
And
you didn't answer my question about the strawberry
cobbler. I'll get to you. Can we get
to
we'll
sorry,
your
I thought it
here.
Was my show.
I just happened to be on Grindr and you are 4 feet away.
Hi.
Am I?
Hi. Zachary. Hi.
I'm not even on Grindr right now. Am I really? Oh, I am.
This is what they call dead air.
Adam, you're not on here,
theater
though.
Of the mind.
This is what they call dead air, fatty. Yes, talk, yes, talk. Yes.
You're not on there. At
say something like, "Oh goodness, I'm looking at the phone right now, and I don't know what's
going
on."
I'm looking at the phone, and there's Big Freddy. Okay, I'm having a cocktail. Ask me your question. No, answer my question about the strawberry cobbler.
Yes, I've had a strawberry cobbler. I've been to the Plant City Strawberry Fest. Probably the premier strawberry fest. Not only in the country, but the world.
Right. Well, I had a strawberry cobbler last Thanksgiving, and I had asked for the recipe for that and never got it. But anyway,
and when I was
question?
A kid, I used to drink Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill wine.
Of course you did.
That was my...
You know what, Fatty? I think the recipe for the strawberry cobbler will be on this weekend's Wowcohol It Up.
Good. Go in the test kitchen.
We will do a highly original segment that we call Recipe of the Day.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Nobody else does that.
No one else does that.
All right, so ask me your question.
Okay, I've got a three-part question.
Oh, of course you
Big
do.
Big Fatty.
Of course you do.
As a child, did you
Cut
watch...
Him off? Okay, go ahead. As a child...
Did you watch Art Linkletter's House Party?
I did. I'm sorry. Do you have to? Can I not answer each question individually?
Well, I'm going to forget the other two parts if I don't ask them sequentially.
Significantly older than I am. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. A, Art Linkletter's House Party.
Right.
B, have you ever thought about doing a Kids Say the Darndest Things segment?
Oh, that would be original.
On the Big Fatty Show.
Right.
And C, have you ever thought about having a Kathy Bacon call-in where she has to talk for 60 seconds without going over 60 seconds, but just not...
And without, like, you know, kind of guess?
Right.
Just keep talking until you think 60 seconds is
up. And if she wins, you know, if she gets it, she can win some Jungle Gardenia cologne or American Tourister luggage.
Okay.
That's my question.
Okay, well, great.
I'll take my seat now.
No, you get a prize. You've got to get a prize, Guru. Oh, you're taking the empty beer bottle. Okay,
it's
great,
empty.
Thanks so much. No, what prize would you like? Oh, he's going to take the canvas bag, y'all.
Yes, it's Big Fatty's big bag.
You can take it, right. You can take that to the Vons East. Yeah. Right, because that's right. You know, their headquarters are there in Lakeland, Florida. Right. I believe you have a sweatshirt from them, don't you?
I do.
Okay, great. All right, please take your seat. Anyway, the answers are yes, no, and yes. Who else has a question? Oh, yes. All right. Tom the Rainbow Redhead. No, I will answer your questions. I loved Art Linkletter's House Party, okay? I think Kids Say the Darndest Things was one of the greatest segments on any television show ever because...
Can I just make a suggestion?
Please do.
You should say you'll answer the questions in the order they were received, but not necessarily in a timely fashion.
Well...
That's a highly original saying that I just gave you right now.
Yeah, but I don't like to do that because that just... That just kind of puts the lovies off.
You know, I was just trying to get a t-shirt.
And by the lovies, I mean the glovies. Okay. All right. But I love Art Linkletter's house party. And guess what's in the house? Remember that on there? There was always a prize. There was a house, and they'd bring it out, and they would give clues, and people in the audience would have to guess what's in the house. Do you remember that, Moose? No. I'm not as old as you are, Big Fatty. I'm sorry. Is anyone else as old as I am, other than Guru Nudy? Okay, I didn't think so. Tim in Alaska, you didn't. Okay, I'm sorry. Kathy Bacon is on the. Y'all, she's taking a fucking phone call.
It's my daughter's birthday.
Hi, daughter. Birthday. What is your daughter's name?
Sydney.
Who?
Sydney.
Sydney, like the city.
Sydney. Sydney. I barely know her. I don't know what that means. Hi, Sydney. Happy birthday. Y'all, let's all clap for Sydney's birthday, huh? Yay! Happy birthday, Sydney. All right. And, you know, on this day, how old is Sydney?
11.
11 years ago, she was exiting the birth canal. Would you like to tell us what that felt like? Okay, never mind. All right, never mind. Okay, we'll get Miss... Ow! Ow! I don't remember the other questions. All right. So, thanks for asking those questions that I couldn't remember. Thanks. And did you get a prize? What did you get? Oh, the bag. You got my bag. Tom the Rabble Redhead. Now, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Keep the question short because even though I'm trying to fill up the time, I only have 8 minutes to go. Okay?
It'll be short.
All right. It's a short question. Here we go. And Larkin is going to play with your equipment.
Ooh.
While you ask it. All right, here we go. Baby. By the way, y'all, I met Tom the Ramble Redhead in the Chicago's. What was that,
IML.
3 or 4 years ago? Was it just 2 years ago? Y'all, I have no fucking sense of time anymore. And the older you get, it's the ravages of age. Oh, dear Gussie. It's the ravages of age, y'all. Can y'all see? Y'all, the modesty curtain is here. You shouldn't be able to see under the kilt.
It's Larkin.
Larkin's something showing. They're Moon taking a River. Picture of your ding dong or something. I don't know. Anyway, what is it, Adam?
His crack.
Okay, so Larkin's taking up a new job as a plumber. All right. So Tom, ask the question. We're down to 7 minutes now.
Okay, Big Fatty. Well, you always talk about the good gentleman callers that you have. I was just wondering if you could tell about one crazy gentleman caller that you might have.
Absolutely, I can. And I refer to him as Pinky. And I think we've all met Pinky at some point in our life. Okay, we may not want to admit it, but Big Fatty will admit it. We've all met Pinky at some point in our life. And y'all, I got to say, the first response is, "What the fuck am I supposed to do with that?" Okay, and number two, you go. By the way, if Pinky comes by your room, just send him on his way. Okay, we're talking about Pinky. You should turn down Pinky. But by the way, you need to give me your room number. Okay. Anyway, y'all, I'm going to tell you what the Fade driver. He may be fucking with me, but oh, y'all, he's painting his toenails. Okay. What color is that?
I'm about to paint my nails.
Okay. Well,
I haven't had any time.
I know, the poor thing. He hadn't had any time. He's had a cocktail in his hand since he's been here and driving. Y'all, it's just unbelievable. But anyway, Tom, have you ever met Pinky? Step up to the microphone, Tom, because nodding your head is
yes,
John,
sir, I have.
That is John Ong's thing. Where did John Ong go? Did he fucking say, oh, fuck this shit, I'm out of here?
Okay. Went to his room.
You have met Pinky then. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, I am not Casey in Denver by any means. Hi. And hi. Please say hello to your giant penis for me. Okay. But I am not Pinky either. And I'm very happy with things. But I'll never forget Pinky. So, however, Pinky has only visited me a couple of times in my life, and I'm 55, so that's not bad. Yep. So anyway, all right. Tom, what would you like as a prize? You want an extra large or 2X? The medium got taken for Derek, I guess. Huh? Okay. You wouldn't have fit in a medium.
I guess I would.
Take an extra large. They shrink. No, they don't. Anyway.
Thanks, Big Fatty.
All right. You're welcome, dear. Who wants to ask another question? Come on. Wait a minute. Larkin, you're going to have to wait. You've already asked one. I want this Mexican back here, Mark in Canada, to ask the question. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Mark in Canada, you do musings. No, come up to this microphone over here, the one that's working. I'm sorry. Are we having a round table over here or something?
Did I leave my mic on? I'm so sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Anyway, y'all, Mark in Canada does musings of a tech writer.
Musings of a tech writer. That's
right.
Correct.
What the fuck does that mean?
I'm a tech writer, and I'm.
Excuse me. Okay. What the fuck is a tech writer?
A technical writer.
Great. Okay. Do you work at a cracker factory?
How dare you?
Okay. Anyway, what would you like to ask Mark? Not what would you like to ask Mark, but what would you like to ask, Mark?
You're a fan of classic sitcoms, correct?
Maybe 50s, 60s? It depends on what you ask. But anyway, go ahead.
Like 50s, 60s, 70s.
Okay, yeah.
Which sitcom, if you could be a character in a sitcom, like actual, you know, participate in the show, mm-hmm. which show would it be and what character?
Well, you know, that's a great question. First of all, I love Jerry Van Dyke, okay? And I have been told by people that I have Jerry Van Dyke mannerisms and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't see it, but anyway. But I think he's just kind of kooky funny, mm-hmm. okay? Hi, Larkin. One of the worst shows ever on television was My Mother the Car.
Right.
I love My Mother the Car also. Oh, wait a minute. I'm being given. Okay, right. I'll mention that. I like Jerry Van Dyke and I like My Mother the Car, but. If you are not a participant in I Love Lucy, mm-hmm. then you're crazy. Now I will say that if I see an ottoman in a room, I will come in and do the Dick Van Dyke, either trip over it or the whoops, you know, the sidestep. Oh great, Ramble Redhead got his prize and he left. Okay, fuck this, I'm out of here. But anyway. Big pretty. I don't like Dick Van Dyke, but I think Big Fatty is probably closer to Fred Mertz in I Love Lucy. You know, because he's cheap as shit, and you know he's kind of fat, and he's always trying to entertain. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, believe it or not, we have filled it up. Mark in Canada to pick a big fatty prize. I can sure you're... Y'all, we have got the Smellcast coming up next here on Pride 48. But those of you who want to see the Las Vegas Pride Parade, you can go over to Cox... Big Fatty, that's vulgar! Cox96.net, and y'all, you can look at the Pride 48 parade over there, and you can see that Joey Bukkake and all from the cocktails and cream puffs over there. And y'all, I hope you have a great Pride 48 weekend, and listen to everybody, right, Ricky?
Because what Big Fatty says happens.
Thanks to Miss La 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 Lauren for today's artwork. Regular show's tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good... gosh, and gay. me. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.